Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Friday, April the 5th. And welcome to our commentary. Around here, everybody's getting excited about the Houston Astros coming to town here for a few days. This is a great baseball rivalry. And although it's early in the season, and, you know, the baseball season is very long, as you know, and there's a lot of suspense left. But nevertheless, when you play your divisional rival, that always gets you a little bit excited. They should have sellouts this weekend here in town. And then they go to Houston next weekend to continue the series. So it's going to be some great baseball, early season baseball in the month of April, and some pennant baseball in the month of April. Two teams that should compete for the American League West. Let's not forget Seattle. They're also going to be a factor. But clearly the Rangers and the Astros are going to be there the last week of the season. And it will go down once again to those last couple of games. So I'm looking forward to a little bit of baseball here against the Astros this weekend. By the way, there was an earthquake in New Jersey, New York, in that area. I don't know about you, but it's the first time I've ever heard of an earthquake in that part of the country. So I guess there's the first time for everything. Apparently, from just watching the reports, there was no major damage. Nobody died or anything like that. So that's good. But the idea that you get an earthquake in New York, that's not something that we've grown accustomed over the years. You know, California, Mexico, yeah, we've heard about earthquakes in places like that. But New York, that's a new one. That's a new one for me, to say the least. Well, there was a jobs report that came out today. A very interesting jobs report, because when you look at the number, 300,000 new jobs, that's a good number. And we're happy for everybody who got a job last month. So that's a good number. I'm always upbeat when it comes to the jobs report, because I want people to work. And if you're working because you started working last month, that's a good thing. That's a good thing for you, for your family, and for the economy. But when you look inside the numbers, you know, there are some questions. There are some questions that I believe, as they say, show some evidence that maybe things are not as rosy as saying 300,000 new jobs. For example, the total, again, 300,000 plus. But when you look at the full-time jobs, that actually continues to decline. But when you look at part-time jobs, that keeps going up. But here's the statistic that I think most families will feel. Average wages are still below inflation. That, I think, is the killer. That, I think, is the killer. Because people may have a job, but they are not necessarily making money to offset inflation. And that's always the killer. That's why inflation is such a difficult thing for whoever the president is, because you can have an economy growing, but if you have inflation exceeding wages, then, you know, you're sort of, you know, running against the wind. So that's, I think, the biggest killer out of this jobs report, that wages are not keeping up with inflation. And inflation, as anybody can understand, inflation is not just going to the store and buying food or putting gasoline. By the way, speaking of gasoline prices, I was driving home last night. Gasoline is $3.45 now, $3.45. That's a big jump from 6 weeks ago when it was $2.75. So I don't know what's happening with gasoline, but around here at least, it's gone up significantly, and I hear that in other parts of the world or the states, it's also going up. So that's a bad sign, because when gasoline goes up, a bunch of other things go up. But what I meant to say is that inflation is more than gasoline and food prices. Inflation is automobile insurance going up, home insurance going up, things like that that are going up that impact your life. Obviously, we all have to have automobile insurance. And when it goes up, you know, exceeds inflation when it goes up, that's something that causes a great deal of hardship in any family or any business. I mean, the cost of business insurance is also going up. Now, I was talking to a friend of mine who's an insurance agent, and, you know, he gave me some of the industry reasoning for all of this. And one of them is the amount of theft, the amount of car stealing or car jacking, or whatever they call it. You know, there are cities in the United States where it's almost impossible to insure a car, because the percentages of that car being stolen or broken into is extremely high. So that's another side of inflation that we don't talk about too much. That is the cost of insurance, but the cost of insurance, healthcare insurance as well, impacts the family budget and sometimes even more than the price of food or the price of inflation. So yes, we are happy if you are working because of this jobs report, but let's point out that the jobs report is not rosy as I think. Obviously, the Biden White House is going to try to tell you that, you know, this is another indication that the economy is back. Well, yeah, more jobs were created. We'll give them that. But it's not as rosy as they're making it out to be. I have a post over at the American Thinker today talking about the president of Argentina getting into a verbal argument with the president of Colombia and then taking some shots as well at the president of Mexico. What's happening is that the president of Argentina is sort of on his own out there. He is a free market capitalist who is obviously trying to show the world that capitalism and free markets can create prosperity. He's cutting down government jobs. I mean, he's taking a very radical approach to fixing Argentina. The other people like Petro in Colombia or López Obrador in Mexico, they are more men from the left, particularly Petro in Colombia. And these countries are having problems. They're having problems. And they're having problems because they're trying to implement policies that make people poor and bring down the economy. And that's all that Milei was saying. And that's why I'm happy that President Milei of Argentina is pointing out to the other countries that these failed left-wing policies, the policies that destroyed Cuba, the policies that have destroyed Venezuela, these policies could just as easily blow up Colombia or blow up Mexico or blow up other countries if they're implemented. And I'm glad to see that he's out there talking about these failed policies and how you can prevent these countries from going in the direction of Cuba or Venezuela. So good job for President Milei. By the way, something else too related to Latin America. The president of Mexico has a habit of sticking his nose in other countries' business. And if you remember, he decided to take a position a few months ago, about what happened in Peru, where they impeached a president that he supported. Well, a few months ago in Ecuador, there was a presidential candidate who was killed. And many people suspected that he was killed by some cartels or criminal elements. And they thought that some of these cartels were associated, some of the Mexican cartels. And the president of Mexico came out and said, hey, that's not true. We had nothing to do with it, or Mexico had nothing to do with it. And he's created a real diplomatic problem, such a problem that the Mexican ambassador has been named persona non grata in Mexico. And the widow of the presidential candidate who was shot is basically telling López Obrador to get his nose out of the business of Ecuador and stay out of the politics of Ecuador. One of the problems that López Obrador has, and we've talked about this before, is that he thinks he is the most important person in the planet and that everything has to somehow go through him. And I think that he's starting to wear out his welcome, and more countries are telling him to worry about Mexico and get his nose out of other people's, out of people's business. And that's something that I hope he finally gets the message. Now, he's not going to be president for much longer. He's got maybe 6 months left, 5 months left. But it would be nice if he would concentrate on the problems that Mexico has that we have detailed here in some of these videos, like the crime in Mexico and so on. It would be nice if he would focus on that rather than stick his noses in everybody else's business. That's not good. You should stay away from other countries' political situations. Let me turn a little bit to baseball. I have a post coming out Saturday morning about the Oakland A's. The Oakland A's have become a disaster for Major League Baseball. This is the team in Oakland that is leaving Oakland, and they're supposed to be moving to Las Vegas. That part is a good idea. They're going to be much better off in Las Vegas when they finally make it there. But the problem is that the stadium in Vegas is not going to be ready until 2028. So the Oakland A's are playing in an empty stadium right now, pretty much empty stadium in Oakland. And next year, they're going to be playing in Sacramento for 2 or 3 years until the new stadium is ready. And I think that this has been so mismanaged by Major League Baseball. What they should have done is they should have moved the Oakland A's to one of the cities that is already ready for a baseball team, like Montreal or San Antonio. Those cities are ready for a Major League Baseball team. They have the stadium. They have the ability to take on a new team and then maybe down the road, give a team to Vegas when their stadium is built. But the idea of a major league team playing in a stadium, which is a double A or triple A stadium, where you just don't have the ability to make as much money, is ridiculous. And this is on the lap of the commissioner who let this happen. So I'm sorry, but the Oakland A's should not be playing in a minor league park until their major league park is ready. That's not the way to do it. They should have moved. They could have easily moved to San Antonio, where they have a park ready, and they could have moved to Montreal, where they have a major league park ready for a team. So that situation in Oakland is an absolute joke and a disaster for Major League Baseball. Well, on this day in history, we want to remember Gregory Peck, great actor, great movie actor who made some absolutely wonderful movies. I have a few posts in my blog today about some of his movies, and the guy was just a great actor, just an absolutely great actor. And so we remember him. He was born in 1916, passed away in 2003. Just, he had a great voice, just a great style. I used to like his movies a great deal. Every once in a while they show them, and I make sure. There's one in particular. It was like a Western movie that he made with Joan Collins. And Joan Collins was very young when she made this movie. Beautiful woman when she made this movie. And it's just a great, I think it's called the Bravados. I think that's the name of the movie. I have a post about it over in my blog if you want to check it out. But Gregory Peck, absolutely great actor, and we remember him today. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.